Why would God choose to use a widow woman who had almost nothing to provide for Elijah's needs? Surely there were other ways that God could provide. Well, yes, there were. But the Bible says God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. God's chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. It's through the weak things that God shows His glory and His power.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're dealing with the fact that God provided for Elijah and a widow woman during a time of famine. Verse 14 says, "For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." Understand that her baking this last loaf of bread is equivalent to the widow woman who had two sons, and the creditor is coming. And Elisha told her, collect all the vessels that she could, pour the oil into the vessels, and then sell the oil, pay off the creditor, and live off the rest. Bible said she poured it out. See, that's what faith does. Faith pours, it bakes, it believes, it holds on, it does something. Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith without putting it into action is dead. You know, when Israel was at the Red Sea, Moses said this, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, for the Lord will fight for you." And God parted the Red Sea, and all of Israel walked across on dry ground, all 3 million or so of the Israelites. But when Israel, 40 years later, the new generation, came to the Jordan River, they had to step into that water before it parted. And sometimes faith requires us to step into the water before it'll part. Sometimes faith requires for us to pour the oil. Sometimes faith requires for us to bake the last loaf of bread. Faith is simply obedience to the word of God. Look at verses 15 and 16. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. Can you imagine? Every single time she went into that kitchen to cook something up for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, she had a full bin of flour and a jar of oil. She probably couldn't wait to get up in the morning to get in that kitchen. She was going to witness another miracle. Every time she came into the kitchen, she came expecting. And wouldn't that be good if we as Christians did the same thing every time we came together for service? If we came believing God, if we came with faith, believing to hear from the Lord, believing to experience God, to encounter God, to receive from God, just as God had miraculously provided for Elijah by the brook Cherith, He also provided for the needs of the widow woman. Scripture says that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We can stand on the word. God said, and try me now on this, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there'll not be room enough for you to receive it. Can you imagine the testimony to others as she explained why she had never run out of oil and flour? Every time someone would ask, she'd probably say, let me tell you about the miracle working power of God, the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all glory to his name. Why would God choose to use a widow woman to provide for Elijah's needs? Surely there were other ways that God could have provided for Elijah. Yes, my friend, there were other ways, but the Bible says God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Paul said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. It's through the weak things that God shows his power and glory. God is able to provide and show himself real through a widow woman who had absolutely nothing. But what she had was priceless. Her faith. God can use the poorest of the poor to provide for his church. My friend, are you willing to go deeper into the things of God? Are you willing to be used of God? Are you willing to pour yourself out to him by faith? Are you willing to believe God at any cost? I pray that you are. I pray this is a blessing to you, and thank you for listening.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.